Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hello, listener. Guess who it is?
Oh! It's hard to guess because you've not done your signature greetings, listener dear.
I know.
You're not maturing in your old age, are you?
Greetings, listener dear! It was an elaborate ruse to trick you into your own ear canal. With me, Tom!
And me, Matthew.
And me, Ben.
And now you, dear listener.
I was just thinking about that, though, Tom, because you said we're tricking the listener into their own ear canal.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've never realised
that... They've stepped in with us.
That when we get into the listener's ear canal,
yeah,
they get in with us.
Well, wow. Certainly more and more by the day.
Aren't they just going to sort of disappear into a sort of tube of flesh?
Always the fear. So listen, dear listener, protect yourselves from that happening, okay? Because we love you very much, but a tube of flesh can't leave an iTunes review.
Absolutely right.
Well, thank you for listening. This is a house meeting. Where Clarkie.
Hello.
Crosby.
Hello there.
Parry.
Good day.
Parry refusing to do his own voice.
Oh, I quite enjoyed that there. Sat around with producer Emma and thrashed out some business.
Yes.
Anything else the listener dear needs to know?
Well, is it confusing to the listener now that we're going to be starting again with another intro once we get to the end of the...
No, they can handle it.
Yeah?
Yeah, baby!
All right, they'll understand it. If you did enjoy this, please leave us a review on iTunes. Five stars or to do it.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
And
we've got a Patreon.
Yeah.
So pop along to there. Please donate. We can't do this without your help. Also go to shityearmoney.com. And you can do one-off donations.
Yeah.
Or just go and visit the P.O. box.
If you don't want to do any of that, I mean, just at the very least, be honest, guys.
Please be honest at the P.O. box. Otherwise, we're having a lovely time of it. We hope you are too. stay friends, and we'll see you on the other side.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Ahoy hoy there, dear listener.
Ahoy hoy.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. We've got brand new microphones. I don't know if you can hear it.
Do you know what ahoy hoy means? Why
yeah,
it was invented?
It's Latin for there goes an ear canal.
It is indeed. Latin for there goes an ear canal.
Yeah.
And
jump in it quick.
Can I come inside?
Well, too late. We're already here.
Too late, guys. We're inside your ear canals. We're in your week. This is Pappy's house meeting.
Order, order.
Oh, it's like House of Commons.
Yes.
Is that how you view house meetings? Because I always thought of it as more like a house because that's is Pappy's Thatcher.
I always see Clarkie at the dispatch box.
I think Clarkie's got something of the Burkow about him.
Do you reckon? Stick him in the speaker seat.
Stick him in the speaker seat. He's leaving, of course.
He's big news, he's resigned.
Parry's the disruptive backbencher.
I'm back at the back
eating my bogeys.
You.
Mr.
Parry there. I'm very aware of you at the back. You make yourself known. Well, if you don't like it, you can leave.
That's a good Burkow, by the way.
That is good, yeah.
It's a really good Burkow.
You're actually kind of Burkowing yourself, which is really good.
The inner Burkow.
Oh, you should always be Burkowing yourself.
Always be Burkowing yourself.
Your conscience should be your inner Burkow.
Where's Crosby in the House of Commons?
Do you know what, mate?
He's a front bench.
I'm underneath with the gunpowder.
Black Ross. Oh, you're going for it.
Hence the hair and beard.
Hence the hair and beard. It was there all along.
I was hiding in plain sight.
In the cellar.
That
wasn't Guy Fawkes' plan.
Yeah, that was my mistake. I hid in plain sight. That's the reason he got caught.
He was there right between the dispatch boxes.
He was there.
Sat on a barrel, saluting.
He became Prime Minister.
President Guy Fawkes.
I said Prime Minister, sure, but if you want to... Do you know what, though?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not in this day and age?
You know what?
Hello.
If in this crazy, crazy world we live in...
And it is crazy.
If we can have a president as sort of ludicrous...
Oh, here we go.
As Bill Clinton, then we can have...
Finally,
I'm taking down Tricky Dicky. if we can have a president...
And we can.
As insane.
Heinous.
Yeah. As insane.
Mental.
As Lyndon Johnson.
That guy, where's he come from?
Where the fuck does this guy get off?
Who voted for him?
Who's voting for Lyndon?
The old people did it.
Yeah, they really did.
If we can have that, then we can definitely have Guy Fawkes in the White House.
Finally.
Guy Fawkes in the White House. God, sounds like a film I would watch.
Sounds like a Netflix series we're all going to make.
Do you think, because there's a new one out now that we're all going to make it, guys. Guys, we're all going to make it.
We're all going to make it. You're crowdsourcing it.
Can I ask you this, though, before we get into the thing? Do you see those adverts on the buses? I think the new one's called, is it Angel Has Fallen?
Can I shock you now?
Yeah.
I'm bus blind.
No, I don't.
I'm bus blind.
My goodness.
You've never seen a bus?
I don't see buses.
Wow. Surprised you've not been knocked over more often.
Yes. It's terrible. No. I see the people on the bus.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I just can't see the bus itself. So you just see a bunch of people hovering off the ground.
I mean,
and you think, whoa.
Hello.
Whoa, daddy. I'd like to join that party.
Yeah. So when you get on a bus.
Oh, yeah. I have the time of my life.
Stick with it. When you get on the bus.
Bus blind.
What do you Top see deck. Underneath you? You just see the road going past underneath
the ground we live on.
The ground we live on.
The ground we live on.
That's, by the way, a Netflix series which we're all going to make.
We're all going to make it, guys. No, we're crowdsourcing now.
You know when you see those movies, Angel Has Fallen, Olympus Has Fallen.
And they also had where's Fallen. The other one?
Hull Has Fallen.
London has fallen. Always the bloody metropolis. Get out of the bloody metropolitan elite.
Two questions I wanted to ask about that. Firstly is, do you see that and go, I couldn't give less of a shit about watching that movie?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Secondly.
Even when Olympus was fallen.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Especially.
What was Olympus Has Fallen? What was that about? Mount Olympus?
I didn't watch it.
I think it was the White House, wasn't it, that one?
Why didn't they call it White House Has Fallen?
Well,
codename Olympus.
Because I think, is it Gerard Butler who's in those movies?
Yes.
I reckon, whack Gerard Butler in Guy Fawkes in the White House, and we've got ourselves a movie that I wouldn't care about, but would make a lot of money.
Yeah, is Gerard Butler Guy Fawkes? Or is he the guy stopping Guy Fawkes?
He's the guy who realises that Guy Fawkes has become
president.
He's
in the White House.
Yeah, yeah. He's
okay.
He sees that the guy is stockpiling...
Who's going to play Guy Fawkes?
Well, okay. Crosby.
That's a really good... I don't... Listen.
No, that's not going to get us to Netflix.
Thank you so much, Clarkie. And that's a really kind thing of you to say. But I don't have the acting chops or the celebrity status.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I've got. It was very quick to accept that.
Yeah,
no. I have.
Now that you say that, it's absolutely true.
You can see my stats on social media. I'm not up with Jez Butler. Jezza, I reckon he's over a million followers on Instagram.
Easily.
I reckon he's over
1.
A million.
2.
He's up there with the 1.2s. I reckon Jez Butler, he's over a million followers on Twitter. I reckon Facebook friends, he's got. You get to full whack on this, you can't have any more Facebook friends.
He's clocked Facebook friends.
He's completed
it.
He's typed his initials into the end of Facebook. He's completed Facebook.
What's Gerald Butler's Instagram going to be about, though?
A lot of shirtless shots, I imagine. He's a good looking man.
Beard?
A lot of beardy shots.
Has he got a big beard?
He's always got a beard, I think.
He's usually bearded, often bearded. Is
Bearded
Gerald
Butler, as they call him.
Oh, old Beardy Butler.
Old BB.
Caution's gone straight to the phone.
The BB gun.
As Butler often... I don't think of Butler as a bearded man.
What?
I know that's how he paved his way in 300.
300 he had a beard.
But I think that was his big beard days.
His BBD.
Have you not read his autobiography? The big beard days chapter.
GB's BBD.
GD's BBD. Now that's an...
It's not the same letters, but yeah, sure.
Can I have a lift? I live in the meeting.
House meeting.
I've got a great... idea for the casting of Guy Fawkes.
Look at him there with his beard.
It's a big beard. It's a big beard day for Gerard. Okay, let's go through. Is that him with... Let's have a look. So that's him with co-stars. This is an audio guide to Gerard Butler's Instagram account.
Firstly, give us his name on Instagram.
Gerard Butler. No spaces.
Gerard Butler, no spaces.
No.
It's up and down.
There you go.
There we go. Now, if you'd like to, we'll give you a second.
You just tried to swipe right on Gerard.
I don't have Instagram.
I don't have Instagram.
Here he is with Morgan
you
Freeman.
Do have Instagram. You do have Instagram, Parry. That's why I tag you in all our Instagram posts.
Oh, he you both, that for me as you, well?
Yeah, of course I do.
It's just lots of pictures of Gerard Butler.
What were you expecting?
A lot of he's hanging out with Morgan Freeman.
I tell you, I don't know who this cunt is, but he's a big fan of Butler. I'll say that much. So I've accidentally liked Trailer for Angel Has Fallen.
There's lots of pictures. There's just lots of pictures of Gerard Butler. I don't know what I was expected, to be honest.
All right. Okay. So I'm gonna. No, do you know what? I'm gonna play a game. I'm gonna bring up somebody's Instagram.
Okay.
This is how we play. I'm gonna bring up somebody's Instagram.
Fine.
I'm gonna say what the first photo is of.
Yes.
And you're gonna say whether or not
the next photo
is the person in the selfie or a photo of someone else on their Instagram. Okay. Does that make sense?
No.
So what? For example, if I say I'm gonna bring up.
This is how we play.
Okay.
Okay.
So if I say the first photo is a photo of Gerard Butler,
yes.
You either say you're looking at Gerard Butler's Instagram,
or
you're looking at somebody else's Instagram. Here we go, guys. You ready for it?
Oh my goodness!
I mean, let's give it a go.
Okay, here we go.
Spirit of fair play.
Here we go.
You'll all be playing this at the pub with your mates later on.
Here we go, guys. Doesn't have one. Okay, fair enough. Next guy. Here we go. Stay with me, guys. Stay with me.
There's doubt in the room.
We go, guys.
This is going to have to land pretty big now.
All right.
We should pitch this to Netflix.
Okay. This is a post from 5 days ago.
Oh, no. Okay, this is 5 days ago.
Post from 5 days ago.
5 days from the day of record, we should say, dear listener.
5 days from the day of record, which is, of course, the day we're recording. Now, we've got a picture here of Eric Banner. We've got a picture of Brad Pitt. We've got a picture of Orlando Bloom.
Right, we have to decide who's.
And it says,
I see.
And the caption is, Troy, 2004.
It's a reunion.
Hashtag Brad Pitt, hashtag Eric Banner, hashtag Orlando Bloom. But whose Instagram is this?
It's Eric Banner's. My reasoning is, in your head, you've gone, who's like Gerard Butler? Eric Banner.
They are very similar, aren't they?
I was going to say Eric Banner, but for different reasons.
Go on, tell me.
He's a humble man.
Banner. A humble man.
He's a humble man.
How do you know about Banner being a humble man?
Oh, it's Banner, innit?
No. I'm not accepting it's Banner, innit?
Eric Banner, a humble man.
That's how he strikes me. He strikes me as a good egg.
Well, a good egg is a different thing.
You can be a good egg and not be a humble man.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Right. I would say.
But and here's the reason.
Yeah.
He hashtagged his own name last.
Ah.
Very nice.
Not in the order they're standing, but he's a humbleman.
Okay.
Banner, a humbleman, and a good egg.
Okay.
Is he Australian?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay.
Famously Australian.
I haven't met many humble Australians.
It's a good point.
That's a good point.
He probably makes a very strong point there. And do you know what? Very humble about that point.
Thank you. I don't want to take any credit for it.
Well, you shouldn't. Because I texted it to you. Okay. You read it out. Okay.
So
we're saying, you're saying it's Eric Banner, Clarkey, for reasons of humbleness.
Yes.
Humility, I should say. Parry, you're saying it's Eric Banner.
Because I think
for reasons
Butler
of
and Banner.
The mental process of me going from Butler to Banner, it's a lateral step.
I don't think you'd have gone to Pitt or down to Bloom.
Ooh.
You know, like from Butler.
Ouch.
Youchie.
Oh, come on. You can't disagree with that.
He's.
You go up to Pitt and down to Bloom.
I'm not saying I disagree with it, but I'm pretty sure at some point in the future, I'm going to be rubbing shoulders with him. And if he listens to this podcast, I'm certain he does.
I hadn't thought of that. Clarkey's working at the moment in Hollywood. I mean, he's not in Hollywood. He's in Sydenham in his flat.
We're
not recording this in Hollywood. We're recording it in Great Portland Street.
You're going to be rubbing shoulders with
I said that as a joke.
But Clarky, you can't start working
because I'm humble. But
no, you can't start
that
working.
That was not a humble statement.
No, you can't start working in Hollywood and then start making jokes about, oh, maybe one day I'll meet Orlando Bloom, because you might meet Orlando Bloom now.
Well, what a world.
Bloom.
I don't see how, but
Bloom at the bottom, Banner and Butler in the middle, solidly in the middle.
Hold on, is Banner there? Is Butler there?
Bradley
as well?
Cooper.
Butler's not in there.
Bradley Cooper is breaking for promotion.
Oh, I see. You're talking about
into
the hierarchy.
Clooney.
Yeah.
Cooper's got aspirations.
Yeah, Cooper's on his way, definitely.
Butler and Banner, they know where they stand.
Yeah.
Bloom, forget about it. Yeah?
2004, he was riding high, but
Bloom had an invite to the party.
He had a Bloom.
He got lost along the way.
Right, now
he did that video of him doing the bit of a Shakespeare speech.
Did he?
Did you not see that?
What did he do?
Oh, it's an absolute shocker.
I did see him paddleboarding with his cock out.
Oh, yeah.
What a humble brag.
Yeah.
What a humble man.
It wasn't shoulders
I
was rubbing.
Are you working in Hollywood?
I'm actually running a paddleboarding company in St. Bart's. And I said, you know what? You can have this paddleboard for free on one condition. I get those shorts.
Beautiful.
And he said, happy to do it.
What a trade-off.
He whopped the old Cyril Sneer out. And
was he using it to steer?
He was using a Cyril Sneer to sneer. he wasn't using it to steer. He was...
Can you sneer with your penis?
I think a penis could look at you askance, certainly.
And if anyone's penis will, it's Orlando Bloom's.
I think, yeah.
The look that Orlando Bloom's penis gave you.
Oh, my God.
Show some respect, mate.
I didn't know where to look. It was fixating me.
Yeah. That one eye staring you down.
Staring me right down.
Like the eye of Sauron.
Staring you up.
From Lord of the Rings, which Orlando Bloom was in.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. This is how we play.
Okay.
And it's Sauron.
Now, guys, I don't know how to phrase this correctly.
Go on.
But I've shit the bed on this game. I don't know if you know.
I don't know if you've ever been in,
and it's happened to me a few times, where you're in a meeting,
yes,
and you're pitching an idea to somebody,
okay,
and halfway through you're pitching the idea, you go, "This doesn't work."
Oh yeah,
and you're hoping their first question isn't going to be, "What about this thing that means it clearly doesn't work?" You're hoping they ignore that and just love the enthusiasm,
the energy
with which you're pitching the thing.
We had a bit of fun there, but we all knew we were on dodgy ground from the get-go. It was a slow start. We picked up pace. We're slowing back down again.
Yeah.
Can I say now? Right. So what I should have gone for here was the verified blue tick. That's what you're looking for, really.
Oh,
if you're
so
looking, wait,
someone...
hang on, Clarky, let me finish, please. That should have been the first sign, okay?
Okay.
The second sign...
Please play the game with the blue tick, guys.
...should have been that the word official is spelled O-F-F-C-I-A-L. Off-keel. Official spelled incorrectly. So I am now, you know, and despite the 709,000 followers... I'm going to say 99% certain this is not Brad Pitt's official.
No!
I'm so sorry. I have absolutely ruined this game.
Well.
It's Brad Pitt fan page. And also as well, Brad Pitt in September 2019 is not posting a picture from Troy. He's not waking up in the morning.
Oh, so it wasn't a reunion?
Nah, it's just a picture of
from Troy.
No,
that's not going to be Brad Pitt.
Nah.
I am so... Guys.
Okay.
I can only apologise. But you know what?
Look.
You know what? I think this is basically... This has led to what I've been wanting to say for a long time. I resign.
Is that an off-call announcement or...?
It's an off-call...
It's an off-call announcement.
I off-keelly design now, guys. And it's been great working with you. We've had a really, really good run of
Enjoy
it.
Enjoy the paddleboarding, okay?
Thank you so much.
I've got that company set up in
I'll
St.
leave
Bart's.
My pants here if that's all right.
Of course. They're not yours.
And I'm going to paddleboard my way out of a window
into the street.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Listen, you're forgiven.
Thanks.
I've got some killer casting news for you, by the way.
Oh.
This is
my
blow your freaking mind.
Yeah?
Okay.
Who you got?
Guy Fawkes. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Love it.
Wow.
Love it.
Hello, you've headlines.
You've got to get Fee Wobble Bobble on it.
Fee Wobble Bobble in the house, the White House.
Yes. Fee Wobble Bobble in the White House.
Yes.
This
giving
is
some wry looks down the barrel of the camera.
This is definitely behind,
that's not the only barrel she's got. She's got two barrels of gunpowder under her arm.
And also Orlando Bloom. His barrel is
Bloom. Did Guy Fawkes have a
paddleboard?
No, like a sidekick.
Well, there was a team of them together.
Right.
Yeah.
Any noticeable ones in there? Like?
There was Guy Knives.
Oh yeah. Okay. There you go.
Guy Spoons.
He's Guy Spoons.
Guy Spatula.
Okay.
Guy Spork.
Okay. So,
I mean, Guy Sporks is surely better than Guy Fawkes.
Guy of Gisborg.
Guy of Gisborg.
Okay. So, Guy Spoons.
Guy Spoons.
Orlando Bloom.
Guy Spoons. Orlando Bloom. Cockney rhyme, it's
okay, so. Oh, Guy Ritchie's directing it.
Guy Ritchie's
Guy Ritchie's directing it. So, Phoebe Wobble Bobble is in the White House. She's Guy Fawkes. Imagine that. Revolutionary. They're going to love it.
Fee Wobble Bobble.
But who's playing the president? Butler. Oh, no, Butler's going to save the day. So, he's the bodyguard. Butler's, we need some bold presidential casting.
Hold on, I thought Guy Fawkes was the president.
No, Guy Fawkes is aiming to be president.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes in the White House.
Right.
So, he's either getting in there. He's getting in there through fair means or foul.
Well, foul if we know Fawkes.
If I know Fawkes.
Foul Fawkes.
And we know Fawkes.
We know Fawkes.
We know Fawkes.
How well do we know Fawkes, though?
How well do we know?
He invented the firework. But what else?
He was the first person to say, "That is a bonny fire."
And sure, he wrote that.
And the phrase slowly
was Scottish
truncated
poet
to bonfire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also bobbing for apples.
He also invented bobbing for apples.
We know these things about Guy Fawkes.
These are some great
that
Guy
he was made out of straw.
He was made out of straw, yep. He loved pennies.
Yeah.
Loved a penny.
Who doesn't?
And also,
I only operate in pennies these days.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is that why your jeans look so ill-fitting?
That's so broke I am.
That's why you walk like John Wayne.
Penny for your thoughts. We've got to cast the president.
Okay, we've got to cast
this, before this podcast.
Before this thought. Okay, so we cast the president.
Waller-Bridge and Orlando Bloom. And I think there's also room for a couple more sides. Because I think you're right, we need the full team.
Well, let's whack in Buscemi and H. Macy.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, nice.
Do you think that they're good too?
Well, I think you bought
like an early noughties Coen Brothers film.
So yeah, that's true.
You made it quite classy.
Do you think so?
I think we're going from the time of our youth of watching films.
Who
Buscemi and H. Macy these days, you're looking at, they're going to be a small part in a TV series.
Okay, fair enough. Let's put
okay.
them, let's Cranston. Put to one side. Cranston, again, maybe I've gone too old. Maybe let's think, who are the hip, young Efron?
I'm out.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Hold on, hip young.
Will Smith can do a rap at the end of it.
Guy Fawkes in the White House. Hold your fire. Look over there. There's a car with a tire.
Guy Fawkes.
What you gonna Guy Fawkes? Guy Fawkes.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when it comes for you?
White House.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it turns blue?
I've got a sparkler and it's on fire. Don't pick it up when you put it on the ground. One glove. Hold it up.
One glove
for the hip hop streets.
One heart.
Okay, so we've got the theme tune.
Let's get together and feel all right.
I'm in blue.
So we've got the theme tune.
Yeah, we've got the theme tune.
Will Smith's theme.
Thankfully.
Hold on.
Because every good action film has a cracking theme tune.
Will Smith is the president.
Oh.
I don't mind it.
Yes.
Think about it.
So we've got Smith as the president. We've got Waller-Bridge as Guy Fawkes. We have got
Butler as the bodyguard.
Butler as the bodyguard. Clarkie as Burkow.
Smith's on the theme. Yeah, Smith's president also did the theme tune. Butler's the bodyguard. Waller-Bridge and Orlando Bloom. We need a couple more
spicy tamales.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Some bold casting.
What about we go down the route of like someone like Selena Gomez?
Oh.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Former child star, has, you know, had her ups and downs in the press. This is her shot at legitimate acting.
Dexter Fletcher.
Fletcher.
Former child star. Had his ups and downs in the press. Now this is his chance.
Dexter Fletcher's back. Yeah, we get...
Hold on. I thought he'd be direct. Is Dexter Fletcher not directing?
Sadly, Guy Ritchie's directing.
We've got Guy Ritchie already. Yeah. And Dexter and Guy, they've worked together in the past. And they understand each other's turf. And they stay off. Guy is happy to cast Dexter as an actor, as he did in Good Luck and Two Smoking Barrels.
So far, they're all Brits. Guy Fawkes' gang are all Brits.
Guy Fawkes are all Brits. Right, let's think of our other... Who are other top British talent? Who else is out there?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
He's there. He's Guy Fawkes' butler.
He's got Alfred the butler.
Oh, hold on. Gerard's. Gerard's.
Gerard's the butler.
He's Gerard Butler's butler.
Yes.
He's the butler's butler.
Oh, okay. Now that's another film. I'd watch that.
Okay, we get,
done it.
All the Alfreds from the Batman films. Oh, no, that's a reality TV show.
No.
Hang on. The Butler's Butler. It's hosted by Gerard Butler. We get all the actors who've played Alfred in the Batman movies into a house, yep. And they have to serve Michael Keaton dinner.
Michael Keaton?
What's Gerard Butler doing? He's just presenting.
He's hosting, yeah. He's
you know, I was slagging off Olympus Has Fallen.
Yes.
We need to get ourselves to the pictures.
We need to do the triple.
We need to actually start watching films, because every time we go to a film reference, we've had Kane, we've had William H. Macy. Now you're saying Michael Keaton is Batman. What year was that? 1989?
We're
years off the pace. He's since made a wonderful movie called Birdman.
I've got a good question for you.
Yeah?
Birdman.
Do you think, as a game, you could get from 1990 to now?
I've done it, mate. Fuck the game, I did
the
it.
Game
I'm here.
Of life, baby.
I'm here. Well, 10 years old at 1990. Here I am, 39.
Have you got
still going
have
strong?
Have you got a best year in that time? If you're looking at the stats.
Ooh, I think it's really 97 was a beaut.
I was going to go more recent than 97. I think I've had some pretty good years in the last decade. Definitely.
97 and 2012 for me. That was my favourite.
97, 2012 was good.
They're the two.
I mean, this year's been pretty good.
Oh,
I
nice.
I can't complain about this year. We're only a little over halfway through it, but it's been pretty good.
Yeah, I'd go with that as well.
Yeah, I think this has been my favourite year.
Oh,
starring Peter O'Toole. Great film. Still out in the cinema? I don't know.
Peter O'Toole now. Peter We're O'Toole. Bringing all the big hitters.
House meeting.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Just before we get back to casting the rest of Guy Fawkes' gang, were you, because you halfway, you sort of almost said a sentence, then you said, oh, I'll pause that thought. Were you going to say, do you have a dish for coins?
Yeah, I was going to say, where do you keep your coins in your house?
In a swear jar.
Have you got a swear jar?
Yeah, but it's a swear jar from a show I did. I don't actually put a coin every time I swear. But yeah, I keep them in a jar next to the bed.
And do you Basically, it occurred to me the day, like,
you count your coins.
Do you count your coins?
I love Scrooge counting McDuck coins. Over here.
I have them in piles of what the coins are, and I find it very therapeutic to do that.
Yeah, I've seen you do that, yeah.
It's insane that we're still using coins.
Ones and twos.
Here we go with the ones and the twos.
The ones and twos, Jim said. Yeah.
Bloody hell, Clarky. Here we go. You're making a pitch for the theme tune for Guy Fawkes in the White House.
Burkow's going to do a rap at the end of... Will Smith's not going to like it.
Oh, he's got... Well, the end credits will be...
No, end credits would be Will Smith. Will Smith's getting the end credits.
He's yeah. got the he got the opening theme.
No, that's the end credits.
Men in Black is... They, all right, then. They don't do it at the start of the movie. They don't have Will Smith come out and rap a song and then do a film.
I thought it was going to be more like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You do the opening one.
Yeah, but famously, films don't do a theme tune at the start, do they?
No, like
a TV show?
But they should.
Do you think TV shows would be improved if the host had to come out and sing a song right at the start?
It depends on the show. I think Question Time, it'd be a bit weird.
I'd love that.
I would.
Question Time. This is Question Time.
Dear listener, we once wrote a song about Question Time.
Which we performed on stage once.
Never performed it again.
Never
again. And yet, it's a real earworm.
I will sing Question Time on a regular basis.
Have you got songs in terms of like we were in this conversation the other day, off mic. When you die, you know, like you say, your life flashes before your eyes.
Yeah.
When I die, there's definitely like four or five songs. If someone said, these have been the songs of your life.
Yeah.
You go like, they're the songs that you've sang the most. You're almost like your most played in your brain from Spotify.
I think we might have even talked about this before
on
the podcast. Because one of yours is Saltwater by Julian Lennon.
Thank you.
What else do you... What,
the first song to Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that, of course.
Yeah, when a cold rise kills you. Yeah.
Chills you.
Doesn't kill you. That'd be a bleaker. I saw the director's cut before they fired the director and Dexter Fletcher took over and smoothed things out. I work a lot with Tom Crane. I write with him quite
friend
a lot.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Tom Crane. Mm. Although he's never said yes whenever I've asked him to come on the show. But a friend of the show, nevertheless.
Yeah. Friend of the show, not a fan of the show.
Friend of the show, not a fan of the show. In fact, I'm going to say not a friend of the show. he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
No doubt in that.
Well, he was.
His two, because I work with him a lot and he won't even realise he's doing this. His two songs are Eleanor Rigby. And Gary Jewell's Mad World.
Oh,
yeah.
Two quite melancholic songs.
Quite a downbeat chap is our Tom Crane.
He is a bit.
What do you think?
I don't think I have them.
No, I just have them like week by week. I don't think I've always got a...
I think you have mine, don't you? Because you have to spend time with me.
Yeah, I think it's a parry quirk more than it is a general quirk.
I think, and certainly not years on years on years, but...
I don't know that song.
Do you not know that?
No.
Oh, years on years and years and years and years, I've been here, a guy fucking the White House, and what's he doing there? He's causing a mess, he's causing all the kerfuffle.
He's going to have the midpoint tune.
The midpoint song, yeah.
The midpoint song. Well, will our president get out of this one? Guy Fawkes certainly seems to have him rattled. Find out after the mid-film song.
That's a great... So like Dukes of Hazzard, you know how they would like... Yeah. Like the General Lee would like leap into the air and pause and they'd be like, oh my God, how are they going to get out of this one?
Yeah, yes.
Not a bad idea to have a mid-film song.
Just when you get into like the 120 mark and you're getting a bit like...
You need to boot up the arse.
Yeah.
The 120 lull.
Yeah. I'd like that in like life.
No, you wouldn't want that because then when you see the guy starting to sing the song, you'd be like, halfway to death.
Here we go.
No, not like in terms of like pivotal moments in your day where it's like yesterday I came very close to... pooing myself yesterday.
And at that point you want a song.
What did you want? The Johnny Briggs theme tune.
Will he make it home? I've not told you this. I was concentrating so hard yesterday on not pooing myself that I missed a train. I was in a real bad
can
place.
I ask you, Tom,
I'd had a meeting.
What you mean by that?
I'd had a meeting.
Yep.
And there's a pivotal moment at the end of a meeting where, like, if you need the toilet, you should say, well, nice to meet you, I'm going to go to the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, you can phrase it slightly.
On your way out, you just go, awkward, tell me where the toilet is.
You're in a meeting, you're needing the toilet, and you kind of think, well, I'll try and go at the end before I leave this building where I can go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, it was distractingly close because it was ruining, like, I wasn't really concentrating on in the meeting because I was like, this is bad stuff.
Yeah.
And
you eaten something bad or are you just...
No, I hadn't had my morning poo.
Okay, fine.
And it was a meeting in a coffee place, and sure. I had a strong black coffee.
Got it.
The juice was loose.
Yeah.
About the hoose.
God. You know when Lizzo sings that song? That's not what she means.
The meeting finishes.
Can I, by the way, I don't like the way you downed a coffee before we told this story.
Guys, can we tell the story walking? Bam, bam, bam. Well, Tom Paris stuck in a podcast record and he's already started to touch cloth. That coffee ain't going to help. Here's we going to make it. Be. I'll send the Jigs of Hazard for a while. The meeting finishes and the guy who was leading the meeting said, well, I'll say goodbye now because I'm going to go to the toilet.
Oh, no. And you're like, oh.
And it made me feel for the last 10 minutes, the meeting had got woolly. We'd obviously both been concentrating on not shitting. So, well, I can only assume. Anyway, they go off to the loo.
It was a coffee shop.
Pardon?
It was a coffee shop.
I know.
Just wait.
Well, no, because I felt like the meeting's finished then. So someone's got to leave at the end of the meeting.
To be honest,
the meeting's got, you got to go.
I think I'd do the same thing.
So I was like, I'm going to go.
And where were you? What train station?
I was three stops away from my house.
Okay, so you thought I'll try and see if I can make it home.
And I got to the train station, and I was like, "Oh wow, this is big." And then I was kind of like, whoa. And the train came in and the train pulled off and I was still on the platform going like,
were you on the floor or something?
Could the man on platform 7 who keeps saying, whoa, please desist.
Whoa. Those bins are clear for a reason.
Got back to my flat. My lift is currently out of order. I live on the 5th floor.
And every step.
Yeah. But I just feel like, you know, it felt epic.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, sometimes you want, you know, something to come along and be like, make it epic.
Yeah. There were barrels of gunpowder in your guts.
There we go, waiting to explode. My lift's been out for 3 months and everybody's getting very antsy about it. And everyone in this thing's been like, can you hurry up with this new lift?
To you?
But my attitude, yeah, I'm building this lift.
I mean, volunteering to build a lift is your first problem, isn't it?
My attitude to it is, take your time, get it right. Like, I don't want it to be a rush job. You don't want to get into a lift and be like, well, they bang this together in 2 weeks.
Wow, this was a quick lift.
Oh, great.
I reckon it takes longer than a day and a half to fix a lift. So if it took 2 weeks, I'd be totally fine.
No, they're replacing the entire lift.
Oh, the whole
shaft's come out, a new shaft's going in.
The whole shaft came out when I sold Orlando Bloom a paddleboard. That one's on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
So I popped my head in. They were working in there the other day, and I was like, can I have a look? And they were like, in you come. So I went into the lift shaft with them, and I was like, whoa. But, like, you don't want it. I was like, take your time, guys. I don't want
this
rush.
That's cool. I've never been in a lift shaft.
I know. Lift shafts, when you're a kid, you kind of think, one day I'll end up in a lift shaft.
Yeah, one day I'm going to climb out the top of a lift.
It
happens in almost every film.
Like at the start of Speed.
We're getting into act three of Guy Fawkes in the White House.
The thing I thought I would have when I was a kid, I thought I'd grow up and live in a place that you had to pull the sort of shutter across. You know, that sort of
that
grating.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe because they had it in Wayne's World when he moves to his
place. And in Big, I think.
Sign of success.
It's the sign of adult life.
Yeah, you've got like a cool loft apartment.
Despite the fact that I didn't know anyone who lived in a loft apartment, I still don't know anyone who lives in a loft apartment.
Also you wouldn't want that, I don't think.
I think the only good thing would be is if you had a lift that opened out into your flat that only you had the code to.
Yes.
Like they do in some like very swanky New York apartments.
It feels like now though, with that, the thing you got with those shutter things was like when there's problems, it'd be like that's the partner kind of goes, well,
I guess that you've made your main.
Right. I guess you made your main.
Yeah. I guess you made your main.
That's what they say on MasterChef, not what they say.
I can't do the New York accent.
Look, well, I guess okay. You made your main there.
Okay.
And now, what does Chon Tarot think of the dessert?
We're going to feed it through the grate of a lift.
Well, I guess you've made your main. You may as well lie in it. That's the sound of someone sitting in a bag of mashed potatoes.
Bodger and Badger made this.
I've been trying to be healthy lately and be like, well, I'll cook dinner and we'll cook enough to have leftovers for the next day.
Oh, yeah, you eat the lot, don't you?
No, but what I did last night was made so much mashed potato that my healthy lunch of leftovers today is just a Tupperware full of mashed potato. And suddenly I don't feel so healthy.
I've got to be healthy. Being healthy isn't just making more of what you're going to eat.
Of food.
I've got the same thing. So I've got a real thing about not wanting to throw away food. I hate throwing away food.
That's it.
I think it's really, really bad form. So the other day, I'll make Charlie like a nice lunch.
Yeah.
So like a salad or something. And then I will have whatever combination of leftovers, I'll just put them all on a plate and heat them up. And the other day,
don't want to heat up a salad, mate.
Well, no. She's getting a fresh, I was saying, I'm having dinner. I'm basically having dinner reheated. She's getting a nice fresh lunch. So what I had the other day was half of one of those Spanish tortillas. It's basically like a big, thick omelette with potato.
Yes, maybe.
That's one half of the plate. The other half of the plate, stir fry.
I was going to say the other, like, genuinely, I think one of my favourite meals is leftovers.
I mean,
I love some leftovers.
Here's the thing, though. If they serve that to you in a restaurant, you would say, this is gross and disgusting, and I won't eat those two flavours together. But I ate it, you know, the egg and the stir fry and the soy sauce and the potato. I ate it all, and I really enjoyed it. And I think, like, I mean, you couldn't say, oh, I'm going to do, like, Spanish fusion, you know, in a restaurant, could you? You can say, we're a Spanish fusion restaurant. Here's a load of chow mein and some chorizo on the side. But well, why does it taste good at home?
You've made your main, Matthew.
Now I'm going to lie in it.
President, get out of that plate. Guy Fawkes has taken the White House.
That British bitch.
Oh, that was a story all about how a terrorist got into the West House. Who's going to talk about his Burkow?
Order! Order!
I would like to order
your
half
main.
A Spanish main and half a stir fry, please.
Welcome to our themed restaurant, guys. Now, the theme might make your nose bleed, but hear me out. It's themed around a movie that we're trying to get funding for. It's called Guy Fawkes in the White House. We've got Will Smith as the president. We've got Gerard Butler trying to uncover the whole thing. We've got Phoebes Wobble Bobble as Guy Fawkes herself.
Oh, and on the specials board, the special of the day, Orlando Bloom sausage.
Just the half. Just the half of me, thank you.
House meeting.
How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting.
Wow.
What an app.
What?
Now,
if I describe that in one hyphenated word, I'd say freewheeling.
Yes. And it felt so good.
It felt so good.
Finally, the shackles are off.
Yeah. It was a real journey.
What shackles have you had on recently?
Oh, have you not seen?
Let's have a look.
I've had some nut shackles.
Why did you undo your belt there? You're not going to, unless you want to.
That's why I call my nut shackle.
Oh.
It's a belt.
Is that the song by B-52s? Well, if you see your made it iron by the side of the road, it says 15 miles to the nut shackles.
Well, listener dear, thank you for allowing us to strip off our nut shackles
and bang, bang, bang them on the hot tin roof. But please, I wish it wasn't rusted.
You should have warned us. Your tin roof was rusted.
I'll have to get a tetanus.
Nothing worse than a rusty nut shackle. Oh. Real chafe.
Wasn't he an explorer?
A real chafe. Oh, rusty nut shackle. The tales of rusty nut shackle we'll cover another time. The tales of rusty nut shackle. Man, Jack.
His assistant.
His assistant. His trusted assistant, Man Jack. You know what? You know when they do a feature film, they sometimes have a B feature along
yes,
with it.
Absolutely.
I think if you go and see Guy Fawkes in the White House, the Tales of
please,
Rusty
please
Nutshuckle.
Stay
that's the B-52 feature.
Please stay for the Tales of Rusty Nutshuckle.
Oh, my goodness.
Please do, because we're very proud of that work. They're companion pieces. They're companion pieces.
Oh,
oh
God.
Dear. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode. As we said at the top, if you did enjoy it, please leave us a review. Or, you know what, just recommend us to your friends.
Yes,
that'd be lovely, easily.
If you are going to leave us a review on iTunes, can you leave a spoof review of the film Guy Fawkes at the
Yeah,
White House?
That'd be yes. great.
And then give it 5 stars.
You could also tweet about the show. If you go to @Pappy's Tweet and tag us in the tweet, we'll retweet some of their
exactly
fake reviews
right.
of Guy Fawkes. You know what? It might get a little bit of traction.
Who knows? And then Will Smith's on board, and then suddenly, hello.
Clark, he's got a foot in Hollywood already.
There we go.
Who knows? It might be happening.
And also, if you hop on the Patreon site, there's lots of nice chat on Patreon as well. So get amongst that.
We're going to do some changes to the Patreon. I hope they will have happened by the time we speak to you're hearing this. But
yes, and stay tuned for Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. This episode was produced by the Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
And otherwise, stay strong.
Stay very strong. Respect the government.
Respect the government of all things.
Please respect
Please.
The government.
We don't want you thinking that all this chat of Guy Fawkes has meant that we have any kind of anti-government bias. God forbid. Bias. Quite the opposite. We are employed by the...
We are employed by the Home Office.
So stay strong.
We're gonna push it through, deal or no deal. We cannot wait, guys. We're looking forward to it. And
I can't wait.
And finally, yes. You know what? We'll be allowed to have British nutshackles.
Exactly.
Not these nutshackles from Brussels.
Right.
The straight knuckle nutshuckle. I'm sick and tired of these EU bureaucrats giving us the straight knuckle nutshuckle. Up the bloody yin yang. Yeah, can
exactly.
I tell you now?
Exactly.
If there's any reason that Brexit has to be pushed through, to avoid the straight knuckle nut shuffle
exactly.
of Brussels straight up our.
Get the EU off
straight up our
shuckles.
Tube of flesh.
Exactly. Finally.
Cheers
everyone.
Bye.
Please. Standing. For the Patreon
Neighborhood Watch.
Roll call.
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
Beth Jackson. Okay.
Congratulations, Beth Jackson. We've broken with the usual format of rhyming with your name and sung it's covered under parody law, a song parody of Buddy Holly's Heartbeat. Well done.
Our man here is always for the wins. It's Luke Atkins.
I would like to go on record as saying that I knew not what I did, but I am feeling in fine fettle.
Oh my God. What bit of this are we supposed to be?
And I would like to take this moment to say I'll be spending time with my family and handing over to my assistant,
Aku Metal. Bless you. Aku Metal Batata. What a wonderful phrase. She wears pajamas made of the finest silks. It's Sally Wilkes.
I may have met him before, but of that I have no memory. It's Graham Lemery.
I've been all over this globe. I've been to Glasgow. I've been to New York. And one time I went on holiday to Rio de Janeiro. But I've never been to Leeds or Nottingham.
That concludes.
But one day I will go with my friend David Nottingham.
Wow. Oh, I've been all over the world. I've been up the Eiffel Tower. I've been round the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Sure.
And I've been to Vatican City.
The Pope.
But I've never, ever been to Nottingham. But I'll go there with David McCluskey.
I've been all around the world. I've visited loads of rivers. The Nile and the Thames and even the Amazon.
Splash.
But none of them made me frown. Apart from when I went with Nathan Brown.
I've been around the world, the southern hemisphere. I went up to the Arctic, it was cold, I felt quite queer. I went to the Antarctic, that was cold as well. And two, I've never been to Nottingham. Hello, it's Lou Atkinson.
Tell you, I have been all over the world. I've seen many boys and many girls.
Oh, yes.
I've been to the Sahara. Ooh. I've been all the way to Spain.
Yes.
I've been all over and I've been on a plane. And let me tell you now, I fancy that. And let me tell you now, I don't feel like a prat. And let me tell you now, I wear a big golden hat when I meet Samuel Platt.
Oh, hey. That concludes this week's Neighborhood Watch Roll Call.
Been all around the world and wouldn't you know, I've been up to this hill and I've seen the snow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.